right. It's wonderful. In fact, when we first began, we saw our future. Oh, this was wonderful. As a matter of fact, I'll give you both an abstract view of the future and a concrete material view of the future. Start with the material view. The material view of the future for hip hop is that, first of all, we're winning elected offices.
Mm-hmm.
This is something to look at, because if you're fighting a struggle, if you're an activist, if you're someone who cares about the rights of people, so you would look at this and you say, well, first of all, the old FBI, it doesn't exist anymore. The FBI is hip-hop. CIA is hip-hop.
Right.
Elected officials, government, mayors, governors, senators are hip-hop. Now, just take this in for a hot minute, okay? In New York City, when I was growing up, the mayor, Mayor Koch,
mm-hmm.
Declared a war on graffiti, and it was brutal for us. A war on graffiti. Some years later, 30 some years later, we got Mayor Eric Adams.
Yes.
Who not only is the top cop, okay, but is also siding with, this is the power of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Eric Adams, mayor, cutting a hip-hop birthday cake with KRS-One.
Right.
Now, KRS-One is Sound of the Police. KRS-One is black cop.
Right.
Here is the black cop and the Sound of the Police. Here's a graffiti writer, KRS, with the mayor of the city who spends trillions to clean up graffiti.
Right.
Here we are cutting a cake together like brothers. We love each other. Me and Eric Adams. Can't get enough of this guy. He hangs out. He's in the clubs. He's in the restaurant. I did a show. He showed up one night.
Uh-huh.
We're yelling black cop, Sound of the Police all through. He's there screaming with us. This is the future of him.